This is Gemara Bamitzia Daf Mem Hey, and we're holding in the bottom of Mem Dalid Amid Beis. All the learning should be an incredible schos for Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael and Esunim Batzaru Vashivya B'siyata D'Shemaya, as the Chassam Sefer has taught us, and we always repeat, the Melchamta Shel Teira can be Megin for all Melchamais B'siyata D'Shemaya. Our learning and the entire Chabura should be matzil on all of Klal Yisrael, as well as the learning should be an incredible schos refuah shlema for Freidel Miriam Basara. She should continue seeing incredible improvements. So we're holding at the bottom of Mem Dalet Amid Beis as we began this famed difficult parak of Azov, two lines from the bottom. Tistayim derav Yechanan, bring a raya. The Rav Yechran is the opinion that holds the Amar Ein Mechalin. The holds that you cannot be Mechalel. What are we referring to? For it to being Mechalel, Peirois of Meiser Sheni onto Dinarim Shel Zahav. What does it mean to be Mechalel? That means Meiser Sheni itself is supposed to be eaten in Yerushalayim. If you cannot, what you do is you deconsecrate the Kedusha from the produce onto money, take that money up to Yerushalayim. So the question is, what about onto dinarim shel zav? Is that allowed? So says the Gemara, let's bring a raya. The Rav Yechon is the opinion that holds ein mechalin, that you cannot be mechalel onto dinarim shel zav. What's the raya? And of course, just to repeat one last word, this centers around the machlekes, what is the status of dinarim shel zav? Do they have the status of peiri or do they have the status of kesef? As every item has to be quantified, is this an item that's called cash or is this an item that's called peiri? If it's an item that's called peiri, it has its unique set of halachos. If it's an item called cash, it has its unique halachos. And of course, this was an offshoot of how we learned the Mishnah, Rebbe Bizaknusa, Rebbe Bialdusa, whether the Mishnah that we have is correct, which is Hazav is Koines HaKasef, that Hazav, golden dinarim, gold is considered the Peiri, and therefore a Mashiach on that is an acquisition, and therefore you would have to pay the Kasef. Or the other version who said the exact opposite. So bring a raya, the Rav Yechon is the opinion that holds Ein Mechalin. Dama Rav Yechon, as Rav Yechon has taught us, as we turn over to Memhea Mid Aleph, Aser Lil Vais Dinar Bidinar. One is not allowed, and of course, just as maybe a word of encouragement, there's a lot of concepts that will be built as we go along. So the beginning, of course, it's more complicated, but always and also hopefully as we dive deeper and deeper into the parak, things will get more comfortable as we get used to the concept. So says Rav Yechon, one is not allowed to lend a dinar for a dinner. Why can you not lend? It sounds like a current lend you $100, get back $100. Why not? So Rashi points out that the issue might be Shemu Yoikiru, because whatever you're lending might go up in value. If you have a lidei ribis, ubedinar zav kamar, as we're going to see. So just to zoom out a little bit, if I were to lend you an item without a set value, that is this concern. Sav is sav. If I give you an item, then the concern is when you pay it back, whatever the term of agreement is, whether it's a month, 6 months, a year, at that point, the item might be worth more or less. And thereby, it could cause a situation of ribis. So says Rav Yechon, now let a lend dinner for dinner. Says the Gemara, what type of dinner are we referring to? Dinner demai. Ilema dinner shall kesef, bidinner shall kesef. If referring to lending a silver dinner for a silver dinner. Legabi nafshei, mikla mandamar lavtiva have. In relationship to itself, silver versus silver. Is there anyone that's going to hold? It doesn't have the status of tiva as cash. Of course it does. And if it's cash, of course I'm allowed to lend. Oh, excuse me. 100 $100 for $100 is no issue. The issue only is when you're lending items. So says the Gemara, Elab Shita, what must this be referring to? Dinar shel zav, bidinar shel zav. You're lending a golden dinner for a golden dinner. Uleman, ila beis hil, this is the opinion of beis hil, amri tivave. Beis hil holds, of course, that golden dinar have the status of cash. Elalav lebeis shamai. Ushma minan, here's a raya. Six lines down, Memhea Medalev, Rav Yechon Hudamar, Ein Mechalalin. That's where Rav Yechon holds, you're not allowed to be Mechalal, Peiris Meiser Sheni, onto Dinarim Shel Zahav. As we see, they have the status of a Peiri. That's why you're not allowed to lend one golden dinar for another golden dinar. For the simple reason is that it's like lending a Peiri a fruit for another fruit. It might go up, it might go down in value. Says Gemara, Loi no Rai, Loi lo Meim Lachal, tell you Rav Yechon Hudamar Mechalal. Maybe really Rav Yechon does allow you to mechal. The shiny halva. The case of halva, the case of lending dinarim for dinarim is different. Kivin dilim mekach umemkar. Shavinu rabbanan kiperi. Since with regard to buying and selling, Chazal dictated that it's considered like a peri. As Rashi on the last white line points out, our Mishnah, that Hazav is koines hakesef, they do mashikh on gold. You're obligated to pay the cash, that gold has the status of a peri, as merchandise, as produce. Damrinan iu niu di oiker vizil. Therefore, legabi alba nami peira have. That's the reason. Meaning, batsim ostensibly says the Gemara. Rav Yechon Krod, you are mechalal when it comes to golden dinarim. Aye, we see you're not allowed to lend them, but that's because it's parroted after a mishnah with regard to buying and selling gold as a din of a peiri. Also, with regard to halva, with regard to loans, but it could very well be, says the Gemara, that's only by loans, that's only by sales. But with regard to chilul meiser sheni, to consecrating the fruits of meiser sheni, Rabbi Yochanan would allow it. Hachana mistavra, says the Gemara, indeed, this is logical. Why the chasa rabbanim Rabbi Yochanan v'bisha amru asal ilvais dinar b'dinar aval explicitly mechalin meiser sheni alav shma mina. For there we have a perfect raya. Says the Gemara, toshima. Let's ask Akasha, according to the opinion that holds that you're not allowed to machal b'shamay onto golden dinarim, asks the Gemara, if someone is converting money, someone is changing money from meiser sheni onto a silver sela, b'shamay oimrim b'chol ha-sela mois, you're allowed to change all of your copper coins onto silver. He's only allowed to do a shekel's worth of silver and keep a shekel's worth of copper. Says the Gemara, will allow you to change from prutois, from copper to silver. Then of course he shall allow you to change onto gold. If you could change onto even silver, which silver is seemingly the most commonly used, the most widespread, the most easy to say, it's called kesef. And yet, Beishame says you could be mechalal, certainly he shall allow you to be mechalal gold. Answers the Gemara, shiny priti ba'asra desagyon charifi. Pruti are different in a place that they're circulate. They are more in the more common than gold, and that's the reason why I allow you to be mechalal onto them particularly. Lishna chrina, amrli Rav Yechon Reish Lakish, chad amr machlekes v'slaim al dinarim. The second Lashon says the Gemara, one says the machlekes is silayim silver al dinarim onto gold. Debei shamei savri ha-kesef. Kesef rishon v'loye kesef sheini. We sell savri ha-kesef, kesef riba. Afilu kesef sheini. Aval. However, peiros al dinarin divrei hakol mechalin. Why does everyone agree you could ask me mechal when it comes to peiros? Dakati kesef rishon. No, because the mice is considered kesef rishon. V'chadam r'leman demroz afiros al dinarin nami machloikes. What's the kasha? Uleman damer slaim al dinarin machloikes. And the mifle gomer slaim al dinarin mifle gomer slaim al slaim. Why don't they argue on slaim on slaim? Silver onto silver, says the Gemara. If we saw Mal Slain, Avimina, we saw Mal Slain. But when it comes to changing silver onto gold, when it comes to Islam al dinarim, Maidulul Bay Silabe, Shami the Davalikabikasa, Peri Havloma Khalinan, Kamash Lalan, that there is no Haidan in such a case. That's a second lashon as to come to the same result, whether you can machalel onto silver, gold, etc. Says the Gemara Toshima. So we just had two manda amrim. The first man, the Amar, said, Machlaikis is Sulayim al Dinarim. A Machlaikis, how you learn the Pasik. And Beishama is holding Ka Kesef, Kesef Rishon, Veloy Kesef Sheni. Only the first money, but not the second money. Now, what exactly does that mean? Says the Gemara, you could only change it once, you cannot change it twice. So now, on that detail, asks the Gemara 20 lines down. The first one line is Kamash Malan, 20 lines to the end of the Amen, excuse me. Of course, this is the reason why we just brought in this whole lashon. Now, if you're going to tell me that you could, yes, change Kesef on, that you could change onto Kesef from copper, we don't say that you can only go one time. Now that it's copper, it can't go further. You're asking questions on Yerushalayim. Shani Yerushalayim. The Chsiv Be Yerushalayim is different. That says Venasata Kesef. B'chol asher taveh nafshecha ba'bokar u'batzoin. Yerushalayim has different rules. Therefore, there's no kasha on the opinion of that first Amayra. Tashema continues the Gemara. 8 lines from the bottom. So says the Gemara, seemingly, what do we see simply? We said, Beishame says, you can even do B'chol HaSel HaMois, which means you can transfer it all over, which seemingly would hold even Kesef Sheni, even a secondary transfer, not only transferring it once. Says the Gemara, El Dekuliyama, Kesef, Kesef, Reboy. So we go back. Says the Gemara, everyone really holds. You could be Marbe Kesef many times. Vafilu Kesef Sheni. El Yitzmar, Derev Yechron, Vereish Lakish, Achi Yitzmar. So what was the Machlaikes? What was that debate between Rav Yechron and Vereish Lakish? Chadomar Machlaikes, Beslaim al Dinar. One holds the machlekes in the last line of Memhei Amud Aleph is Slayim silver al dinarim unto gold. De Beishame Savri Beishame holds Gazrinon as we turn over to Memhei Amud Beis. Shema Yisha al Yosef. That what's the gezeira that you might delay going up to Yushalayim the Zimnin de Lomalu Zuzi Bidinara? Why? Because you might not have enough silver to change it into gold. V'loy Masik. And you're not going to bring it up to Yushalayim. So Beishamai is not allowing you to change the silver onto gold, according to this version, almost as a sidebar issue, a new concern that you might not have enough silver to change into gold, and then you're not going to end up going up with all your pay rice or the money equivalents to Yerushalayim. No, there's no gezeira. Why not? Even if you don't have enough to change it into gold, then what? You're still going to go up with whatever you hand to Yushalayim. But when it comes to changing payrois onto gold, meaning straight, not when you're transferring the coins onto each other, then because since Dimirakvi, little dyslexic. Since the fruit would rat, you're not going to delay. Meaning you don't have that concern that you're not going to fill up the amount of produce because the produce is going to rat. That there still is a machlaikas in such a scenario. So a new way of learning. The Machlokes Rav Yechon Reish Lakish centers around the new gezira. Whether we're worried that you're not going to have enough to change it onto gold and thereby delay going up to Yerushalayim. We conclude for this part that says the Gemara Bishlam Lachlisha the Amr the Midraisa Mishra Shara V'Rabana Anu Degazir Bai. According to that which we just learned, that everyone agrees that Midraisa you could yes transfer the kedusha onto gold. V'Rabana and it's a din V'Rabana that you're not allowed to according to Beis Shammai Dekatani Yaseh Hainu Dekatani Yaseh V'Lo Yaseh. Then the Mishnah makes sense in the terminology of Yaseh and Lo Yaseh. And if you look at the first narrow line of Rashi, and Rashi says, and what would the alternative be? It doesn't say the Lashon of Chilel, Yesh Chilel or Ein Chilel, but rather Yaseh and Lo Yaseh, because it's a Chumra Derabban. Really, Midaraisa is no problem. The Rabbanan were worried. You might not have enough. So yes, and lo yes. Elahach, lish, according to the first lush, and amr, the Midaraisa pligi, that they're arguing in how to darshan up the pasik. Machalim lo yachalim ibayalei, says the Gemara, that the terminology of the Mishnah should have been different. Should have said, are you allowed to or not? And we end with the Gemara that says, kasha, this indeed is a kasha. And that really is part A of the shiur, which really wraps up yesterday, which is the deconsecration onto gold and what is the status of gold vis-a-vis other items, whether it has din of a peri or kesef. And from there, we segue onto new sugya, which will take us well into tomorrow, Itmar. About 15 lines down, first word in line is kasha, says the Gemara, quoting a machlokes Rav and Levi. Chadamar matbeya nasa chalipin, v'chadamar ein matbeya nasa chalipin. Is a coin allowed to be used as the vehicle for chalipin? We know chalipin is an exchange. You know, the rabbi takes his yarmulke, takes a handkerchief, takes a pen, it's mechiras chametza, I make a kinyan on it, and thereby transfer something else. Can you use a matbeya for that? Let's look at Rashi for a moment, as this will really be the bedrock of the ensuing Gemaras. Rashi, 10 lines into the narrow line, says, Matbeya nas chalipin. Abo lahachlev matbeya bedavar acher. You're coming to swap a coin for something else. Shaloi b'tayras mekachu memkar. Elo b'tayras kenyin. Kedara shekoinim b'sodar. Meaning, you're not paying for something. You're using a coin like a handkerchief. If I buy the land for you, I give a handkerchief, you take it, and with that, I'm kind of the land. Or you do the meshich on the item. So to a coin, Aval im nosan b'teres chalipin kiv shemashach zeh samois nigno achivet shaloi v'chomak kibshu. That is the kasha. Can cash substitute as a handkerchief? Says the machleik, as it says the gemara. Excuse me. It's machleik is Rav and Levi. One says yes, and one says no. About 15 lines down, the first word line is Amar. Amar Rabba, my time to andamar in matbea nas chalipin misham the daiti atzur asa. Because your das, when you get money, is on the coin. And the coin is not necessarily going to stick around, and therefore cannot effect a kinyin chalipin. Says the Gemara Tanan, let's ask a kasha on the mandamer that holds it does not work. Hazav, says the Mishnah. Koines hakesef. When you do the Mishich on the Zav, your koinev, you have to pay the cash. My love, the chalipin. So what do we see? We see you can, yes, utilize a coin as the vehicle for chalipin. Shema mina matveh nas chalipin. It's marloi. Bidam. It means with cash. Yachi azav. Koine is like azav. Mechayim ibayilei. A question that probably bothered many people from when we read the Mishnah the previous year. Why is the terminology azav is koine is like azav? It should be azav. Is mechayiv. If I do mashicha on the cash, now I'm obligated to pay. Says the Gemara, Tini azah mechayiv. Read that in, and explains the Gemara. Hachi nami mistabra. This is logical. Midiktani seifa kasevino kainas azav. So he amri bishlam bintam imaynu da amri tahava peiri vekasvativa. So now it makes sense that the gold is merchandise and the silver is a coin. So therefore, if you do a mashicha on the coin, you're not koine the merchandise. Eliamri b'chalibin. But if it's not an act of mashicha, but you're just doing chalibin, tarvayu likna dadi. Who cares if the whole thing is chalibin? I can use my handkerchief, I can use my pen, I can use my gold coin, I can use my silver coin. Why would there be a difference in the mishnah of tinazov? Koines akasev and asesev, ey noi koines azov. Elamai says the Gemara, it's not chalipin. Rather, as we explained the Mishnah, you're doing a mashicha on the zav and thereby obligating mechayiv to pay the kasef. Whereas a mashicha on the kasef is ena mechayiv as hazav. Voitanya continues the Gemara with another raya to Mishnah dato machalipin on kasef ena kainas hazav keitzad. Machar lo yasir v'chamesh dinar shel kasef. If one sold 25 dinarim, 25 silver dinarim, for what? Bidinar shel zav. Afa b'shem moshech hazai kasev loikana. Ad sheyim shechaz hazav, there's no kunin until you do mashiach on the zav. So we have Rabbi Shlomo ben Tam, we're talking about paying something with cash from Achil loikana, you're not able to make a kinyin. Eliam Rabbi Chalipin igni. Chalipin works, and you should be koine. So two different rayos, says the Gemara Elamai b'damim. And therefore, that's the right. There must be used cash. But it says Gemara Yachim or Emarisha Hazav Koines like Kasev Ketzad Machar Loi Dinar Shel Zav Eser V'Chamish Dinar Shel Kasev Kivan Shem Machar Chazai Kasev Niknes Kivan Shem Machar Chazai Zav. Excuse me, Niknes Kasev B'Chol Makim Shu. So I am Rabbi Shlomo ben Chalipin. Now makes sense. I do tell you Niknes B'Kasev B'Chol Makim Shu. Ali am Rabbi Dame. My Niknes Kasev B'Chol Makim Shu. Nischayev Gavra Mi Bayi Lei. So says the Gemara, the word of the Braisa, the terminology of the Braisa is difficult. So answers the Gemara, Amr Avashi in the first white line, really, Lailam Bidam, Umay B'chol Makim Shehu, it means, Kemoy Shehu, Kedamar Le, as it is, as he said to him, I Amar Le, Me'arniki Chadosha, Yavino Lecha, if the buyer said to him, I'll give you the money, from a new purse, freshly coined coins, lo matzi yav le marniki yishana, afal gav da adiva mine, my time with Amalei, lishashnan, ka ba'inan lehu, that's what I want. It says the Gemara, no, indeed, it means a kidney with cash does not mean chalip, and thereby further improving our din from our Mishnah, that our Mishnah is not talking about chalipin at all, but therefore it's not a kash at all in the Mandarma that says, yes, yeah, yes, kesef koine, yes, matbein as chalipin, ein matbein as chalipin. It's like do with our Mishnah. Mishnah's not talking about chalipin. Of course, Mishnah's talking about a kinyan damim. We'll pick it up from our papa, b'siyata, dishmaya.